Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet. About to take a look at the sixth Mishnah in the fifth Perek, and that is continuing on the theme of Bitul Avodah Zarah. Avodat Kochavim Shinichu HaOvdeha. If the worshippers left it alone and walked away. Pishat Shalom Muteret. So if otherwise things are normal and there's no war going on, no reason to flee, then it's Mutar because that's Bitul. Pishat Milchama, but if it's a time of war, then Asura because that's not Bitul. Bimusa Yaot Shal Malachim. They're pedestals. Hare'ilu Mutarot Neshma Medinotan Mishat Shal Malachim Ovrim. These are pedestals that they would put on the side of the road, and then they would put Avodah Zarah on these pedestals when the kings passed, and then take them off. And so therefore they're mutar, you could put something on it, on the side of the road, and use it. Rabbi Yorav Amarav, Beit Nimrod, Harehika, Vodat Kochavim, Shinichu HaOvdeha, Mishat Shalom Mutar. Beit Nimrod was a reference here really to the ziggurat of, what's commonly called the Tower of Babel, is like a Avodah Zarah that the worshippers left at a normal time, it's mutar, because nobody's worshipping anymore. Avagav Dechiba Drinu Rachmana Kishat Mechama Dami, even though God spread them throughout the world. That's like Shat Mechama, they could have come back. And the fact they didn't return, it means they didn't worship that worship anymore, and that's fine. Now, just because they put Avodah Zarah there when the king's passed, that makes it mutar. They'll put it there, and the kings will suddenly decide to go in a different way, which means it might not be worshipped at all. Now, Ki'ata Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, Yati Abimsa Pigima, he leaned and sat on a one of these bimusiot on the road that was broken. Amalei Rav Yehuda L'Ula, Rav Yehuda, the Pumadita, said to Ula, Rav Shmuel Damar Tavayu, here in Bavel, we have Rav and Shmuel who both said, Bimus Shinifka Masur, just because it's missing a piece, it's still Asur. Vafiluman Damar Einov Din L'Shvarim, and within the Machloket that we've already seen several times, about whether or not the pagans will worship shattered things, even the ones who say they don't worship shattered things, Hanimili Avodat Kochavim, that's the idol itself. Tezila Be'Milton L'Yiflok L'Shvarim. It's not nice to worship a broken piece. Aval hai lo echpat le, but this sort of thing, they don't mind if it's broken a little bit. They still revere it, or they still use it with Avodah Zarah. So Amarle, man yaivlan me afrid Rabbi Shmuel umalinan einin. Who could give us some of the dirt of Rabbi Shmuel, who had both died by then, that fill up our eyes? In other words, I'd love to learn from them, but Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish, I come from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish are still alive, and they say, b'mushinifkam mutar, once it's broken, it's mutar. And even according to the opinion it says that that goyim do worship shards. Hanimila avodat kochavim, that's the idol itself. The cave and the palcha zila be'milta levtula. Once we worshipped it, just because a piece fell off, it's degrading for us to walk away from it. And using the degrading argument and flipping it. Avalhani shakli v'hayu maitu b'masachrina. But this, if one of these stands, pedestals, breaks, they bring another one, and this one's batel. Okay, Tanika Matar Yochanan Shlakish, and we have a bright that supported Ula's position that it was mutar. Bimus shinifkam, mutar. There we go. Mizbeach shinifkam, asur chinate trubo. But a mizbeach that's broken a little bit is asur until a majority of it is broken apart. Now, hechidam bimus, hechidam mizbeach. So what's a bimus and what's a mizbeach? Yaakov Raidim Rav Yochanan, bimus evan achat. It's one rock, like a matseva. Mizbeach, avanim harbe. A mizbeach is lots of rocks. Amrachizkiya Maikra, so what's the pasuk that shows us that a mizbeach is many rocks and has to be broken apart? Besumo kol avne mizbeach kavne girmenu patzot la yakuma ashrecha asherim v'chamonim. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, that we makes it like all of avne mizbeach broken apart. There we go. Ika kavne girmenu patzot la yakuma asherim v'chamonim. Meaning if it's broken apart, like limestone that's broken apart, then they can't put idols on it anymore. Ilav yakum, if not, they'll put them back on. Okay, Tana. Nevad shelo asur v'shochavero mutar. This next piece deals with a prohibition that we dealt with in the early part of the Masechet in another context, and that is that an animal that's worshipped, even though it can't become asur as Avodah Zarah, nonetheless cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. So now we have the following statement about that. Navad shelo asur, meaning if it's your own animal, then you can't bring it as a korban. V'shachavero mutar. But if it's a nevad of another person, then you could bring it. Or mini ezu nevad, what's a nevad? Kol she'ovdim oto. Ben mishogay merizid. Any animal it's worship. Ben onus ben ratzon. Now, hi onus hechidami. We understand mishogay merizid. You didn't know it was asur. You didn't realize what you're doing. We understand ratzon is what's onus. Lav kigon da onus behemach chavero. Isn't that you grabbed your friend's animal, vishtachavela, and you bow down to it, which means it's still asur. Against that brayta, Amram Brachamalo, Ngon Shansu of Deko Chavim Ishtachavel of Hemtodide, that Goyim forced you to bow to your own animal. That's onus. Madgar Rabbi Zeira, onus Rachmana Patre. The Torah says in a case of onus like that, where you're forced to do something, the Torah considers your patur. Tichdu Anara Lotasa Davar. We compare the Nara who was raped to somebody who was a murder victim. A famous patur of onus. Ela Amar Rava Hakola Yubichla Lota Ovdeim. Everything, every circumstance is covered by the prohibition of Avodah Zarah. When the Torah says you've got to live by the words of Torah, v'lo shemut b'hem, so yatsa onus, which means the case of onus is now not covered under lo tov deim, you do worship. And then the Torah added, do not desecrate my name, betoch b'nei Yisrael, tafilu ba'onus, you still can't do Avodah Zarah. Haketzad, habetzina b'fayasya. This is Rabbi Shmuel's famous shita, that even Avodah Zarah, you're obligated to worship to save your life if it is in private. But if it's in public, then you have to give your life. Now, Amrula Rabban of the Rabba, the student said, Tanya de Messayelach, I think we have a bright that supports you. And that takes us back to where we started. These pedestals, if it's at the time of a gzeirah, even when the gzeirah has been canceled, they are still prohibited. So that seems to support the idea that if Bishata Gzeirah, so like Farhesia, you really can't use them. Rava said, thank you very much, but that doesn't help. Maybe there was, among all the people that were forced to worship, maybe one of them was Yisrael Mumar who really did it intentionally, who wanted to worship. In other words, these Bibmusiaot were all worshipped by Jews who were forced, but maybe one of them wasn't forced and didn't mind. Ravashi Amar Lotema Amar. Ravashi says, don't say there might have been. Inevitably, out of the group, there's going to be somebody who really wanted to worship. Okay, so now Chezki Amar, you gave a different take on that. If you took, what's the onus that we talked about? If you grab another animal, another person's animal, and you took wine and poured it between the horns of the animal. Because that's something that already would asur it. Just bowing down, you can't asur your friend's thing. But if you do a maaseh, then you can. That's not a nevad. You didn't worship the animal. You used the animal as like a mizbeach, as like a pedestal, because you poured the wine on its head. So we have to fix them. Meaning, you libated to the avodah zarah. You've libated wine to the animal ben karneha. You did an action, and therefore it really is asur, and that's onus. Meaning you were onus taking your friend's animal. Even though they said that if you bow down to somebody else's animal, it doesn't asur it as a nevad. If you did an action, asarat, an action like pouring wine on it. Amar lehu. Rav Nachman turned around and said, Fuku v'imrule le'ula. Go tell Ula. They were bothered by Ula's presence here in Babel and the things he was doing. Rav Yehuda challenged him, now Rav Nachman challenged him. Fartir gomar avuna v'shmatich b'Babel. We've already heard the Shmua, and we've already interpreted here in Babel. Rav Huna did. Te'am Rav Huna, hayta be'mat chavero. You reported in the name of Rav Yochanan, we've already dealt with here. Hayta be'mat chavero b'vutsa b'fnei avodat kochavim. Let's say that your friend's animal was lying in front of Avodah Zarah, in front of an idol. The minute you shacht even one siman, the jugular, the carotid, then it's asur as a nevad. Now, manalan da asra, how do I know that? Ilem mi kohanim, that if kohanim are forced to do Avodah Zorah, the minute that they shecht one piece, they're already nifsal from Mizbeach. Shani Kohanim, the name Daninu. Kohanim, they could make such a choice, just like we had with Beit Chonu earlier. Elavi Avodah Mizbeach, just like we had with Avodah Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach, where the Avodah Zorah was put on it, in the case of the Chashmonaim, we couldn't use it anymore. V'dilma k'rav Papa, that was where Papa quoted the Pasuk from Yechezkel, Paritzim Chiluhu, we took the kelim that had been used for Avodah Zorah. The Amar, what does Heichanu mean? Rebbe explains, Shignaznu, we hide them. Hikdashnu, Shignashtrachem Tachteim. We replaced them with others. We couldn't use them. So they nifsal. Veha, in Adam Oser Devar Sheino Shelo. Aye, but how could those kelim be Aser? Elakivan, da Avad Ma'umase Itzer Elohu. Since they used it for an actual action, they did become Aser. Same thing with the animal, asara. The minute you shechted that one siman, it asered it. Even though we said if you bow to earth, that doesn't aser it. Chafar bashbor, shechinui arot. If you dug caverns or excavations, l'shema vodazara, asara. Again, bowing to it, if it's not yours or it's out of your range, because karka can't make the thing aser. But I mean, you do an action on it, it does. Again, you cannot make a living animal asar. Asa'an chalifin avodah kochavim, if you swap them for avodah zara, asaran. Kiat Ravin amar, so Ravin came to marriage Israel, and he said, pligu bar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. That's actually machloket of Tanaim. Chad amar chalifin asurin, chalife chalifin mutarin. If you swap the thing you swap for, then it's mutar. It runs out after two steps. Not even then, it's asur. What is the reason behind that second opinion that says even if you take an animal and swap it for avodah zarah, and then take that animal and swap it for something else, all the way down the line becomes asur? Amarku answers, Amarkra, vahita cherem kamahu. That if you take Avodah Zarah and you become cherem, worthy of destruction like it, meaning, kol shatam mehayam imenu arikomo, anything that you create from it by purchase becomes like it. V'idach, what's the reason it's mutar, the position it says mutar makra, who? Shaket toy vahu. It is a toy. Hu v'lo chalipe chalipin. It is, but not its swap. V'idach, umi baile the mute orlo klaya kerem. That's there to exclude Orla and Kalei Klei Harem that says that if you sell Orla, the money doesn't become Orla, unlike this Avodah Zarah. She'im machran mekidesh v'dmeyen mekudeshet. So if you sell Orla, the money is yours. It's not aser b'hanah. You could be given as kedushin, it's valid. V'idach, so everybody agrees with that halacha. So what's the other position going to say? Orla Klei Harem l'tzricha miyuta. I already know that they're not included. Because the only two things in the Torah were nitfasin bedameha, meaning that when you try to unload this particular thing, the money that you bought for it takes on its sanctity, as it were. And that's Avodah Zarah and Shvit, and that's Shnei Tuvim and Melamdin. So I wouldn't apply it to Orla Klai Karam. I know that it's already excluded. Let's see. Avodah Zarah is our pasuk. Shviit ichtiv ki yovel hi kodesh tiyalachem. What does that mean? The Shemitah is called kodesh. Ma kodesh tofeset amav. Just like hekdesh is tofeset amav, meaning you could redeem hekdesh, and then the money takes on the kedusha. Af shviit tofeset amav asura. Same thing with Shemitah. So im ma kodesh tofeset amav yotzei l'chulin, I might think that therefore it's fully like kodesh, which means if I redeem hekdesh, the animal, or the thing that I'm redeeming, now goes l'chulin, and my money becomes hekdesh. It's a perfect swap. Ha'shvit tofes tamav yosel l'chulin. I think the same thing with shvit. Tamal omar tihiyeh, yovel hi tiyelachem. Paveyata tehei, meaning it remains kodesh. Ha'ketzad, how does that work? Lakach perot shvit basar. Let's say you took perot shvit and sold them to buy meat. Elvein mitbar mishvit. Both of them have kedushat shvit and have to be cleaned out as shvit. Let's say you swapped the meat and bought fish. The meat is now chulin, the fish is now shvit. And then you sold the fish and bought wine. Everything you swap, the kedusha of shvit keeps switching to the last thing you bought with it. But haketzad acharon achon nitpas b'shvi'it, the last thing you buy has a din of shvi'it, upri atzmo asur, but the original pri is still asur, it doesn't leave. So therefore, I have shnei ktuvim ke'achad, I do not need the word who to tell me that orlan klai akerim are out, so therefore who is there to tell me only it and not chalipe chalipin. And the other position is, orlan klai akerim, are needed. And that's what who was there to exclude it. Why is that? This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that says when you have shnei tumim ke'achad, you could still learn. So therefore, orlan klai akerim could have been learned. Therefore, I need who to exclude them. And who is not there to exclude chalipe chalipin. And therefore, chalipe chalipin are still asur. Okay, let's take a look at the next Mishnah. This Mishnah reminds us of a Mishnah we had in the earlier parak with the conversation between Gamliel and the philosopher. Shalutas kinim beromi. So somebody, philosophers or pagans asked, are there Zignei Yisrael in Rome? Im ein ritzono b'avodat kochavim, lama eno mevatla? It's sort of a theodicy question. If God doesn't like Avodah Zarah, why doesn't he get rid of it? Amrulan ilu devar shein sorach lo lambo hayu avdin ayim vatlo. If the people were worshipping something the world doesn't need, he'd wipe it out. But they worship the sun, the moon, the stars. You want the world to be destroyed because of idiots who worship it? So Amrulan, so they said, a very smart answer. So let him destroy the things that the world doesn't need, like an Asherah or a big Buddha. And let the things that are needed stick around. Then we're going to end up supporting the sun worshippers. Look at that. Buddha fell over, and this fell over, and the sun's still there. You see, we're right. So for that to keep that from happening, God just doesn't interfere at all. So Tanur Rabbanan, let's see how this plays out. Shalu pilosofin. Seems like philosophers. Etas kinim beromi. Same question. Same answer. So far it's the same. The world operates as in its own cycle. This is a new piece of the answer. The fools who messed things up and did this worship, they're going to have their punishment. Let's say somebody stole some wheat and planted it. Dinu shelot itzmach. Really, it shouldn't grow. He stole. The world just operates as it is, and stolen wheat will grow. And that person will get their punishment in the next world. A man has relations with another man's wife. Tinu shaloti taber, she shouldn't be able to become pregnant. El olam ki nagono heg v'olech, the world operates on its own laws of physics. V'shotim shekuklu atidin tem tadin, and they'll pay. V'hain r'amar Rish Lakish, that's the same spirit that Rish Lakish expressed. He said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'dayan r'shayim shosin sela sheli pumbi, they take my private thing and make it public, that's adultery. El shematuchin oti umachtimin oti bal korchi, they force me to make an image against my will, meaning they forced me to create a Vlad. All right. Shal pelusfu sachar Rabbi Gamliel. Now, a philosopher asked Rabbi Gamliel, similar question. Katuv b'Torah chem ki Adonai elocha eshochlahu el kanat. God is jealous. Why is God jealous against the those who worship it, but not against the Avodah Zarah? Meaning he's jealous and he's going to take out his anger on people who worship Avodah Zarah. Let him be jealous of the Avodah Zarah. Amar lo amsholach hamashal. I'll give you an example, a parable. There was a king who had one son. This son was raising a dog and called the dog by his father's name. When he would take an oath, he would say, I swear by the life of dog father. So who is father get angry at? Who's he angry at? The son of the dog. Obviously the son of Imra Alabenu Kois. So same thing. God is angry at people who worship Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah doesn't know anything. Amar lo kelev ata koreota. You're calling Avodah Zarah kelev? Leishpa mamash. He said, but it has some reality to it. This Avodah Zarah. Amar lo umara ita. Why do you think Avodah Zarah is real? Amar lo pam achat naflad leikab biirenu. There was a fire in our town. Venisrafa kola ir kula. The whole town burned down. Veoto beit orakochavim lo nisraf. The one thing standing was the pagan temple. So you see, Avodah Zarah is real. How can you call it a dog? Rabbi Gamliel. Amarlo, Rabbi Gamliel, I said, Mashallah, Hamashal. I've got another Mashallah. Mother Vardaveh. The Melech Basar Adam Shesarchal Av Medina. There was a king, and one of his provinces rebelled against him. Shosem Melchama. Who does he go to war against now? Does he go to war against the people who are alive or against the people who died? He goes to war against people who are alive. So therefore, if God is angry at this community and burned it down, he's not going to spend his time on the Beit Avodah Zarah. Beit Avodah Zarah is a bunch of dead stuff. Now the philosopher got even angrier. Said, you're calling Avodah Zarah a dog and you're calling it dead? Let God destroy it. Again, same answer. But they worship these things that we need. They worship valley, ravines and valleys. Should the world be destroyed because of these fools? And then he brought a pasuk. Asof usaf kol me'al pnei adama ne'um Adonai. And this is... Beloshen Tmiya, a rhetorical question. Shall I gather everything from the earth? Asaf, asaf adam uveima, asaf ofa shamayim, udge ayam, machshelot atar shayim. Meaning, uneisher shayim nechshalim, just because we shayim trip up and worship all these things. Yovdem in olam? Should I get rid of them? So this is the expression of this idea that's in the Mishnah, and the first Braita, and this Braita, in the Pasuk. Well, adam in ovdin. But he said they worship people. Should I get rid of man? They worship people. Should I kill people because of that? Okay. Shala Agrippa Sart Savat or Gamliel. This is evidently the chief of staff of Agrippus II. His name was also Agrippus. Katib Batorah, he asked for Gamliel. Katib Batorah, Chem Ki Adonai Racha Eshachlahu El Kana. Again, the same question. God is jealous. Klumin Kana El Chacham Chacham Gibor Gibor Shir Ashir. A wise man is only jealous of another wise man. Or a hero of a hero. Or a rich man of a rich man. Why would God be jealous of these pagan gods? Mashallah, mashallah, dor adonai. Again, Rabbi Gamliel with a mashal. This, by the way, is Rabbi Gamliel zaken. Adam shenasai ishal ishto. If a man marries a second wife while he's married, chashuvam menayin kanaba. If he marries somebody who's more important than the first wife, she's not jealous. She says, oh, he married up. Chutami menamut kanaba. If he marries somebody who's lower than her, then she's jealous. Why did he not like me and he takes this low woman? So Amar Le Zunin the Rabbi Kiva. Now we have Zunin asking Rabbi Kiva, Libi v'libcha yodea v'kol chavim leipa mishasha. You and I both know Avodah Zarah is nothing. Chazin and Gavri da'azli ki mitabri v'ato ki mitzamdi. We see people who go into the Beit Avodah Zarah broken, they come back healthy. My time, why does it seem to work? Amar Le Mashal l'cha mashal amad avodah. Again a mashal. This is Rabbi Kiva. Adam ne'man shaya ba'ir. There was a very trustworthy man in the city. People trusted him so much they'd leave the stuff for him to watch without edim, knowing that he would be honest. One guy came and always left it with edim. This same guy came and one time left him something evidently of value without edim. Amralo ishto, so his wife said to him, let's deny we have it, because now he without edim, he won't be able to claim it. Because this guy made a big mistake. So we should lose our trust? We should become untrustworthy and lying people? Af kein yisurin. The same thing with afflictions. They say, you're going to suffer. They give him an oath and say, you got to come on this day. You got to leave on that day. At that hour. You're going to leave because this guy's going to help him with this drug. What did this guy do? This guy, at the hour they were supposed to leave, went to the Beit Avodah Zarah. Amru Yisurin, so the affliction said, Dinu Shalon, I'd say, really, we should not keep our oath and not let men become better so that they won't think that it was the Beit Avodah Zarah. I don't know, should we lose our trust with God that we keep our oath just because this idiot went to a Beit Avodah Zarah? And Rabbi Yochanan, that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, "My dichti v'cholayim ra'im v'nemanim." God will send evil and trustworthy diseases on you. Ra'im means bishlichut, but bishlichutan, nemanim bishuatan, that they keep their oath about when they're going to come, when they're going to leave. Okay. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'ika beit avod kochavim ba'atrin. There's a beit avod azari in our town. Chitztarich alma lemitra. When the world needs rain, mitchazi lohu bechelma v'mar lohu. These, the priests, have a dream, and they say to them, shichtu li gavra v'aitu mitra. Go slaughter a man, human sacrifice, and it'll rain. And what happens? Shachtu li gavra v'aitu mitra. It works. They slaughter a guy, they have their ceremony, and it rains. And how could that be? Amar le hashta yavishachiv na lo amri lechu amilta. Even if I was dying now, I wouldn't have given you this answer, but you asked, I'm going to tell you. Don't worship the sun and moon that God divided or portioned to the nations. We can't say chalak in the literal sense that that was, God gave it to them so they should worship them, because after all, goyim are not supposed to do avodah zarah. So what's chalak? Chalak is to make smooth or seductive. He made it very easy for people to be seduced into worshiping the sun and the moon and these things, in order to get them out of this world. God will deal with silly people in a silly way, and with humble people in a nice way. If he wants to do something bad, they let him. If he wants to do something good, they help him. So that is a series of these answers to various philosophers and heretics who ask questions about why Avodah Zarah continues to thrive in a world controlled by God, who is opposed to it and jealous of it, and through various mishalim we're able to understand. We'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up as we begin the last major sugya of this parak, the sugya of Yai Nesach again, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.